Amar Alei Al Hashem.
That Moshe Rabbeinu now was told to ascend to Har Sinai in order to receive the Torah, something that we experienced in detail in last Shabbos' Kriya Satan. So the very simple question, of course, is why the need? Why the need for two parshios of Kriya Satan, Parshas Yisra and Parshas Mishpatim? And here you have a fundamental machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi applies the principle of Ein Muktam Muchar B'Torah, and therefore writes that really the events described in Parshas Mishpatim come first. Rashi writes that that was on Dalet Sivan, and then days later, that was the time of Kabbalah Satorah itself. And the Ramban, Kedarko Bakodesh, very hesitant to apply that principle of Ein Muktam Muchar B'Torah, and therefore the Ramban writes that no, Yisrael, followed by Parshas Mishpatim. But either according to Rashi or according to the Ramban, the most basic question, of course, is why the division? Why the need for two parshios? And maybe once you understand that, that can give somewhat of insight into Rashi and the Shita of the Ramban. So perhaps the starting point really is this. If a person is going to ask you that, what exactly is the significance of the Torah session? How would you describe the Torah as a sefer of what? Of what? What exactly is it supposed to be? So I would say that clearly there are two answers to the question. If you ask me that how would you describe, a Torah, I would tell you that the Torah is a sefer hamitzvos. The Torah certainly is a sefer hamitzvos. After all, the Taryag mitzvos, Nem Moshe Misinai, the Gemara on the very end of Meseches Makos, the Drasha of Rabbi Simlai. And therefore, that certainly is true. And if one were to ask, where do you see that that's the case? I would tell you that, Parshas Yisra. Parshas Yisra points to the role of the Torah Hashem as being a sefer hamitzvos. This is something that's absolutely clear. Rav Sadia Gaon writes that that's what the Seres HaDibros are. The Seres HaDibros represent that is considered to be a capsule of all of the Taryag Mitzvos. The Taryag Mitzvos. Rav Sadia Gaon has a Pirush al HaTorah, and he writes this explicitly, that the Seres HaDibros, Shehi, Klal, Taryag HaMitzvos. After all, it contains all of the mitzvos. And in the Siddur of Rav Sadia Gaon authored a piyut that describes and relates to every one of the Taryag Mitzvos. And Rav Sadia Gaon went a step further and said, you know what? If you want to divide the Taryag Mitzvos, how exactly do you do that? How would you divide the Taryag Mitzvos? So, we're used to mitzvos ben on the makom or mitzvos from the chavero. That's a very important distinction. Right? The Ramban writes that's a very old distinction. That's the luchos, the Ramban writes. That no, the first luchos are banon the makom, and the second is ram l'chavera. And the Ramban so magnificently writes that kibra ve'aim serves as a bridge, as an elegion, because really they're elements of both. And many of the monia mitzvos divided the tariq mitzvos into mitzvos asay, as opposed to mitzvos los asay. The Ramban, for example, Rav Sadia Gaon divided the Taryag Mitzvos into 10 categories. 10 categories. And the top of each category was one of the Aseres HaDibros. And that was the Chiddush of Rav Sadia Gaon. But again, he felt that this was not really a Chiddush at all, in the sense that this is what was always the case, that there are 10 divisions of Taryag Mitzvos, because after all, the Aseres HaDibros represent the totality of the Mitzvos Hashem. When you look in Rashi, here in Parshas Mishpatim, Perach Chavdal, Pasuk Yebeis, guess what? Rashi quotes this from Sad Yigam. Rashi quotes from Sad Yigam, no? Because Rashi writes this on the Pasuk, Ve'etn locha es luchos ha'evin. I'm giving you the luchos, the Aseres HaDibros, Va'torah v'hamitzvah. No, so Rashi says, what does that mean? I'm giving you the luchos, which are the Torah and the mitzvos, which are the embodiment of the Torah mitzvos. So what exactly does that mean? Rashi says you should realize that all of the Targ mitzvos are bichlal aseres hadibros. And guess what? Rashi writes, V'Rabbeinu Sadia Pirish Bar Horis. And this was what we know from Rav Sadia Gaon, that representation is absolutely clear. That's something which is stunning. Well, if you look in the Medrash Rabbah, it's found in different versions, different places. But take a look, for example, in B'Midbar, in Parsha Yud Gimel, there the Medrash Rabbah writes that if you count all the letters of the Sarasid Baras from Anochi until Asher L'Re'echa, there are Taryag Osios. Wow, there's 613 letters. It's Mufurish in the Medrash that each one corresponds to the mitzvahs, and you have Asher L'Re'echa, that's an additional seven. Different days in the Medrash, either mitzvahs to Rabbanon or Sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. But the Medrash is Mufurish, that every letter of the Sarasid Baras corresponds to. There is Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is found in the end of Maseches Tainis. It's in Perek Dalet Halacha Hey, where the Yerushalmi writes the following, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Knesset Yisrael committed this grievous Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the luchos. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know that that was an appropriate thing to do? So the Yerushalmi writes the following, the Dorash Moshe Kal V'chomer. You know what? Pesach, Korban Pesach, is one mitzvah. And yet the Pasuk says, Ko Olor Liochabo. If a person would engage in Avodah Zarah, he can't even partake in a single mitzvah, one mitzvah. So therefore, the Luchos that represents the totality of the mitzvah Hashem, Alachas Kama V'chama. Wow. So that's the Kavachar Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Yerushalmi and Tainis. One mitzvah, if you're involved, if you're disqualified from. So if Bnei Yisrael is committing an act of Avodah Zarah, they should get this that represents all of the Tariq Mitzvahs. That's the Yerushalmi, the representation of. And I'll tell you a stunning comment to the Bali Atosus. If you didn't see this in the Bali Atosus, it's unbelievable. You know, when you look in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph, there the Gemara tells us a Melech has to write an additional Sefer Torah. And you know what? V'haisi'imo v'karbo koyim echayim. And it always has to be with you. It always has to be with you. Wow. And there's a beautiful drasha saran, drasha yud aleph, that describes the difference between a melech and a shofet. A melech and a shofet. You know, the role of the shofet, the Ran writes, is in order to enforce the letter of the law, the shuras hadin. The shuras hadin. That's what a shofet does. No? But you know what the Ran writes? Take a look, magnificent Maracha, that imagine if you have a society and all there was the letter of the law. The letter of the law. Imagine that capital punishment would only be when a person commits a crime, bemeis it, with hasra, tolkid edibur, yataratz malamisa. How often do you think that ever happened? No? The Gemara in the very end of first parak of Makos. Rare, to meet all the requirements. So what exactly does that mean? It can be just a society of anarchy, no? That every scoundrel knows that he can avoid a chiyuv misa, he can avoid, you know, the proper hasra. So the Ran writes, realize, you have to have a two-tier system of justice. So you have the shofet. You know, in an ideal world, shofet. Mishpat would be without a shadow of a doubt. But you have to make sure society runs properly. In order to ensure that that's true, you have to have a melech. And a melech has a more elastic authority. The melech, that's the chiddush of the Ran, that's makin vonshin shalom and hadin. That a melech can go ahead and say, you know what, that even though technically speaking, maybe you didn't meet all the requirements of, but a melech has a right too. Because the society will run appropriately, if that indeed is the case. And the Ran writes a further chiddush, that when you don't have a melech, the shofet can play both roles. Sometimes the shofet can enforce the shuras adin, and sometimes the shofet can makin vonshin shalom in adin. We'll take a look at the Rambam, Perek Chav Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin, where the Rambam elaborates on this koach of makin vonshin. Shalom and Adin, and the Rambam warns the shofet. You have to be very careful about that. You know, if we're giving you the power, which is more elastic, You have to guard that. You have to guard that very, very carefully. That could be really subject to abuse. Just like the koach of the melech could be subject to abuse. Oh, so you know what the Ran writes? The Torah has checks and balances. What's the checks and balance? That the melech always has to have the Sefer Torah with him. No, he always has to have the Sefer Torah with him. That's his like constant reminder, his constant guard. No, melech, you have elastic authority, but recognize, you know, that has to be, right? With the Derech HaTorah, you can't just arbitrarily do so. And you always have to have the Torah with you. But so when you look in the Gemara is very literal. Literally, Vahisima, the Melech always has to make sure it's with him. So you know what the Gemara says? That Osa, Osa, Kamin Kamea, Vitola Bizroa. So you know what the Melech does? He makes it like into a Kamea as an amulet, no? And he affixes it to his arm. So that's kind of surprising, no? We've seen bigger Sefer Torah, we've seen smaller Sefer Torah, but that would be an unusual gem, no? A Sefer Torah that's like a Parsha of Tefillin. Parsha of Tefillin. So you know what the Balei HaTosfos write? This is found in the Mikros Gedolos. Dvarim Yud Zayin Chav. But take a look. The Das HaKinyo Balei HaTosfos, Yud Zayin Chav. What do you think the Melech carried with him all the time? You know what the answer is? Aseres HaDibros. Here's such a thing. Aseres HaDibros. Because the Aseres HaDibros represents the totality of the Torah Hashem. The Aseres HaDibros represents each and every one of the mitzvot HaTorah. That's the uniqueness of the Aseres HaDibros. The Rambam was very bothered about standing for the Aseres HaDibros. Because it's as though that you're according great significance to the Aseres HaDibros. What do you mean? Everything is Mipi HaGevurah. Right, a theme for a separate shir, but what's the uniqueness of the Aseres HaDibros? You know what the answer is? It represents the totality of the Torah Hashem. So maybe you're not going to do, as Ram Rutenberg, stand for every Kriya HaTorah, right? But you know what? Stand for the Aseres HaDibros, because that represents, that encompasses the totality of the Torah Hashem. That's something which is pretty striking. There's so many rayas, but that's what the Aseres HaDibros represent. The mitzvos HaTorah, embedded in Aseres HaDibros is Taryag mitzvos Nemar L'Moshe Misina. I often quote now the Rashbam in the Rashbam's Pirush to the Haggadah Shel Pesach. Right, the Rashbam asks the same question that you asked when you were very, very young, right? And you probably gave some type of teretz, parachdus, no? But the Rashbam says, I'll tell you the real teretz, no? The Rashbam is bothered, right? That how in the world can you say at the Lel Seder, Ilo Kirvan Lifnei Har Sinai V'lo Nasan Lanu Es HaTorah? Like, really? Really? You know? And just show up and be there and walk away empty-handed. Walk away empty-handed. And that would have been enough. That really would have been enough to be there. I understand being there would have been spectacular, but enough, enough. And walk away without the Torah Hashem. Walk away without the Torah Hashem. You know, the Brahmanal writes in his Pirush in the Haggadah, Dayenu is to be read rhetorically. Dayenu? You think that would have been enough? That's what the Brahmanal writes. You think that would have been enough? You know? How are you talking? I don't know. Okay, but also Rashbam writes the following. Rashbam writes, there's a tremendous yesod. Walking away empty-handed was not an option. Was not an option. But you know what? You look in Parshas Yisro, a little bit unclear. A little bit unclear. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu and Bnei Yisrael. What was the role of Moshe Rabbeinu? And what was the role of Bnei Yisrael? So, it seems that something changed. No? Because initially in Parshas Yisro, you know what the Torah tells us the following. Oh, Bavur Yishma Ha'am V'Dabri Imach. No? That's the pasuk says. No? You know what? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbein, you're going to come to Har Sinai, you're going to receive the Torah, and Yishma Ha'am V'Dabri Imach. That you know what? The people are going to hear what I am communicating to you. You know what it sounds like from that pasuk? That Bnei Yisrael are going to be spectators, bystanders, in Kabbalah HaTorah. They're not going to hear directly. But rather, you know what? They're going to eavesdrop on our conversation. Right? And all of a sudden, the pasuk says, a little bit unusual, right? This is the background. The answer, you know. But this is the background. You know what? All of a sudden, the Torah tells us that now Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu the response of Bnei Yisrael. Wow. You know what's very unclear? The response to who, to what, to where? No, the Torah doesn't describe that, no? The Torah just simply says, Yishma Amadabra Imach. And all of a sudden, you know what? That Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu the Divrei Ha'am. That's the Rashi you all know. No, even without the jingle, no? That's the Rashi you all know. Ritzoneinu, right? Liros Ismalkeinu, no? Bnei Yisrael was not happy with that. They weren't happy with it. Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, I'm going to receive the Torah, and you're going to be a spectator. You're going to sit in the stands, you know, and the game is going to be played on the field. And all of a sudden, that Bnei Yisrael, they responded. The response was, Eino Dome, Shomei Mipnei HaMelech, Shomei Pnei HaShliach, Ritzon Nisrael Smokeinu. We don't want to be spectators. We want to be players. Players in Kabbalah Sator. Players in Kabbalah Sator. Not just simply a spectator. Oh, you take a look at Pesukim Yisra, it's unbelievable. So you know what? One halach after another. Al tik shalisha, chibsu simosim, heyu nechonim. Okay, you have to do this and this and this. Do this and this for what? No? The answer is, you know, if you're a spectator, okay, you can be a spectator. You want to be a participant in Kabbalah Satara? Kedusha, Tahara. No? All of a sudden, one requirement after another. So that's really unbelievable. No? So it's as though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu threw out the possibility that Bnei Yisrael could be spectators in Kabbalah Satorah, awaiting what the response would be. You know what the response was? That we're not happy with that. Ritzoneinu liros esmalkeinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you know what? You know what? That, okay, you'll be a player, you'll be a participant in Kabbalah Satorah, but that requires unbelievable hachana, days of hachana. Kedusha Tahara. Okay, you can go ahead and do so. You can do so. And that's like pretty unbelievable. I'll tell you an unbelievable Tosus. Now, Tosus writes two words, but you know what? The two words of Tosus, like earth-shattering. You know? This Tosus is a tiny Tosus on the bottom of Chaf Mabez and the Seches Brachas. What was the role of, like, Bnei Yisrael and Kabbalah Sator. What exactly was like the role? So Tosus writes two words. It's like, you know, you see it, like you shiver, no? You ready? Good. Tosus says, Shomei Kone. Shomei Kone. That's unbelievable, no? Shomei Kone. You think Bnei Yisrael just heard? Heard. What do you mean heard? You're chayiv in Kriya Samagila. So how are you mekayim mitzvah Kriya Samagila? You're going to tell me. How? Ah, Gemara in Sukkot Aflamed Ches. No, Shomei Kone, Brachas Chaf Aleph. No, Shomei Kone. You know what? Sometimes that if you hear something, you hear Kiddush. Okay, but you know what? If there's the proper mindset, that's tantamount to Aniyah. No, Shomei Kone. That's one of the most operative principles that we have in fulfilling mitzvah Shel Tfilas B'Dibur. You don't have to make Kiddush yourself. You don't have to learn the Megillah yourself. You know what? You can be Yotzei through Shomei HaKone. You know, in Tosos Shishita, Shomei HaKone Mamish, HaTorah as Dibur, no? Tosos and Brachas Kaf Aleph, Sukkot Aflamed Ches. You know, Tosos Shishita, if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and the Tzibur comes to Kaddish HaKadusha, you can't be Yotzei Shomei HaKone because it's a Hefsek. You can't answer to Kaddish HaKadusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You know what? So hearing a sound is not a hefsek in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Sometimes like you hear sounds, no? But Shomei HaKone is a hefsek. It's ke'aniyah. So Tosfos writes this unbelievable chiddush that the role of Bnei Yisrael in Kabbalah Satorah was Shomei HaKone. Shomei HaKone. That's something which is striking. Well, so it's not that the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, and then you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu gave that to us. We received. We received. So I ask you the simple question. What exactly did we receive? What did we receive exactly? No. The totality of Kol HaTorah Kula we received directly, not through Moshe Rabbeinu. That's not how the Rambam describes it in Hasdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, no? Oh, so you know what the Rashbam writes? You know what we heard? The Aseres HaDibros. We heard the Aseres HaDibros. And the Aseres HaDibros represents the totality of the Torah Sashem. So you know what? If we heard the Aseres HaDibros, and the Aseres HaDibros, ooh, the Medrash, the Yerushalmi, Rav Sadia Gaon, represents the totality of the Torah Sashem, you know what? We directly received the Torah Sashem. That's what Rashbam writes. That is very, very briefly, but that's the background, no? Also, Rashbam writes, that's the meaning that Ilo Kirvon Lifnei Har Sinai does not mean we would have walked away empty-handed. We would have been there as spectators. We would have been there. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have given the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu would have then transmitted it to us. So our role would simply be Kervon Lifnei Har Sinai. But I can't really say Nasan Lano Es HaTorah, that we were given the Torah directly. We were present. We witnessed, we were spectators. The Torah was given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. Obviously, with instruction of passing, it's not that we would have left empty-handed. We would have received the Torah Hashem, Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. But that's unbelievable. No. Nasamono es HaTorah. That's not what happened. We received the Torah Hashem. Because we heard the Aseres HaDibros. And that is the meaning of Nasamano es HaTorah, because the Aseres HaDibros represents the totality of the Torah itself. So the Rashbam writes, don't think for a minute it would have been enough to walk away without the Torah, It's just a question of whether the Torah session would have been given us this way or given us through Shomei Koneh. Oh, so it was given to us. I was Yotzei Kiddush because of Shomei Koneh. Not that, you know, you're Yotzei Kiddush and you told me that you made Kiddush. No. I was Yotzei Kiddush. That's the Chiddush of Shomei Koneh. Rashbam writes, that's the meaning of. That's pretty unusual. So what I would tell you is, like, all of this indicates clearly that the Torah Hashem, as the starting point, of course, is a Sefer HaMitzvos. And that's the representation of Aseres HaDibros. And that I'll tell you is so clear from Parshas Yisro. Now I'll ask you the following. Is that all the Sefer Torah is just a Sefer HaMitzvos? Or is it that and more? That and more. Was Mamad Har Sinai only an opportunity of just simply receiving the Mitzvos HaTorah? Or was there something else. So you know what the answer is? That obviously there was something else as well. Clearly something else. You know, the Gemara increases stuff tests. A person wants to be Megayer. Well, what's the formula of Geirus? How do you undergo Geirus? You know what the Gemara answers? Very simply. Whatever Bnei Yisrael did at Mamad Har Sinai, that's what this Yachid has to do. Because Mamad Har Sinai was an act of Geirus. Was a Geirus. So Kabbalah Samitzvos, and Tefillah, and Mila, Karbanos, those are the four requirements of Geirus. Geirus is Kachem, Kavoseichem. In other words, Mamad Har Sinai was not just simply a Chiv and Mitzvos, but was also a Knisa Libris. It was a covenant. And therefore, I'll tell you the following. That if I was going to describe the Sefer Torah, I would have to use really two different terms. Number one is true, a Sefer HaMitzvos. But I would also have to tell you that, you know what? a Sefer Torah is a Sefer Habris. A Sefer Habris. And maybe you're going to question that term. Where do you get that term from? Sefer Habris, you know? You know what the answer is? The Torah describes itself that way in Parshas Mishpatim, no? Vayikach, Sefer Habris. It's a Pasuk, no? You're not disagreeing with me. You're disagreeing with the Pasuk, no? It's a Pasuk. Vayikach Sefer Habris. So, Sefer Torah is a Sefer HaMitzvos, and it's a Sefer HaBris. And Mamad Har Sinai is clearly a Asiyas HaMitzvos and a Kabbalah HaBris. A Kabbalah HaBris. And that's why the Brisker Rav points out that Mamad Har Sinai was divided into two parashios in order to emphasize that there are two elements, two dinim, two mechayvim, two aspects of Kabbalah Sator, a chiyuv and mitzvos, but also a knisah labris. A chiyuv and mitzvos and a knisah labris. I will tell you the following. Let's say I ask you this question. What would the right answer be? Are you willing to perform the mitzvah Sator? You know, don't give me a whole speech, you know? Just like, get to the point, no? I'll give you, right, a chance to say one word, no? Are you willing to perform the mitzvah Sator? You know what the answer will be? Nase. 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 If I ask you, are you willing to enter into a bris? You know what? Nase is not going to be enough, no? Nase is not going to be enough, no? You know what the exquisite answer is? And of course, now, Nase v'nishma. Nase v'nishma. Targum writes, Navid v'nekabel, Kabbalah, a Kabbalah sabris. A Kabbalah sabris. Where is Nase found? Right, in Parshas Yisra. And where is Nase v'nishma found? Only in Parshas Mishpati. No? That I think is pretty incredible, no? That if you're addressing the do's and don'ts, okay. Nase. I'm going to do this, I'm not going to do that. But if you're talking about a Sefer HaBris, you need a Kabbalah HaBris. A Kabbalah HaBris. And that Kabbalah HaBris is Nase v'nishma. Nase v'nishma. So I would go a step further, and I would tell you the following. You know, Tosus is bothered. The Tosus is found, right, in Shabbos, Peches HaManel. Because that's the Gemara that you know, that Kafalei and Harkigigis. You know, Bnei Yisrael are like forced to receive the Torah session. So Tosus is very bothered, right? Tosus der Maskel Kafa, forced. We said Nase v'nishma. Nase v'nishma is like Biavo v'ratza. No? Biavo v'ratza. So, how do you resolve that contradiction of Kafa and Harkigigis? And Nase v'nishma. Tosus even says the following. Tosus formates the question this way. What do you mean? Kafna harke gigis. Af al pi shekvar hikdimu nase v'nishma. No, what do you mean? We already said Nase v'nishma. Oh, that's in already said Nase v'nishma in Parshas Mishpatim. No? You know what the answer is? Oh, Tosus is like Rashi Shita. No? In Mukta Murcha v'Torah against the Ramban, that you start with Mishpatim. We first said Nase v'nishma. So, if I say Nase v'nishma, why in the world do you need Kafalei and Harkigigis? Why is that necessary? Why is any kfiya necessary if the answer was already yes? Many, many different deos, no? Many, many different deos. Tosus writes something, if you look in the Maral, I'll get so upset at this, no? But the Tosafot says the following. You're right. We accept it. But Shema Hayu Chozer. Maybe we would have changed our mind. We would have retracted. We would have rescinded. Because all of a sudden, you know, like we saw the Eish HaGdola, and you know, we would have just backed out. We would have backed out. You can take a look. We're all so upset that that line in Tosafot. No, he writes Chas V'Shalom. You know, like, you know, we really would have backed out. Would have backed out of Kabbalah Satorah. But that's what Tosafot writes. We first said Na'aseh V'Nishma. In order to ensure that that would be the case, then subsequently there was an element of kfiyah. That's Tosafot Sushita. What I would tell you is the following, that, you know, Tosafot says there's a steer between Kaf and Harkigigis and Na'aseh V'Nishma. Where are these references found? Where is Na'aseh V'Nishma? And what's the basis of Kaf and Harkigigis? No? So I would suggest the following, that guess what? These are the two parshios. Na'aseh V'Nishma, of course, is Parshas Mishpatim. What's Kaf and Harkigigis? Where do you see that that's true? Vayisiatzfu, Sachti Sa'ar. No, we stood under the mountain. Where is that pasuk? No? Parshas Yisra. I would tell you those are the two elements of Kabbalah Satorah. Because Parshas Yisra was the parsha of mitzvos. The shibud of the mitzvah Satorah. The shibud of the mitzvah Satorah is kaflein harkigigis. That's not kind of discretionary. You know, I'm in a good mood this morning, so I'm going to go daven. You know, that I'm okay today, so I'm going to go learn. You know, that's kind of not where it's at, no? But there's a shibud, there's an avdus, there's a hischaivus, kfiya, kaflein harkigigis. But when you speak about the element of a Sefer HaBris and a Kabbalah HaBris, so what would you say about that? No? The Kabbalah HaBris is Ayyadei Kfiyah. I will tell you the Kabbalah HaBris, the Knisil HaBris is Bi'Avavaratzam. And therefore, the dual response, I would suggest, reflects the two elements of Kabbalah Satorah. The Mitzvah Satorah is Kaf and Harkigigis, and exquisitely, well, that's found in Parshas Yisra. And the Na'aseh V'Nishma of a Knisa Kabbalah Sabris, right, that's found in Parshas Mishpatim. Both responses are clearly necessary. They represent these two elements, the two dimensions of Kabbalah Satorah. That's something which is critical. And I would even tell you something to think about, Rashi and the Ramban. What would you say in terms of the order, the sequence? What's A and what's B? You know, so Rashi applies the principle of In Mukta Murcha B'Torah, meaning that we begin with a Knisa L'Bris. And as a function of the Knisa L'Bris, we have a Chiyuv and Mitzvos. So we begin with the Knisa L'Bris. And then, as a Totsav, the Knisa L'Bris, the Mitzvos HaTorah. And the Ramban is coming from such a different perspective, and that is that, no, we're bound to the Mitzvos HaTorah. We begin with the Na'aseh, Parshas Yisra. And when one is committed to the Mitzvah Satorah, now we can proceed, step two, and speak about a Knisa L'Bris. You're not worthy of a Knisa L'Bris like without any sense of commitment. And therefore the Ramban writes, the Parshios should be understood Kesidran. Not as a mucha mucha b'torah. So that's how I would suggest, right, that resolution of Kaflin Har Kigigis with Naseh V'Nishma, right, the two dimensions of Kabbalah Sator. As mentioned, Tosfos writes that we start with a Knisa Lebris in order to ensure that we would not retract, rescind, have a change of heart. Kviya, Tosfos writes. You know, there's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Noach, this is like often cited, that distinguishes between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh. The Torah Shebichsav was Biyavo V'Ratzon, and Torah Shebaalpeh required element of Kfiya, of Kaflein Har Kigigis. And that Sugin Shabbos Peches, Hadar Kiblu B'mei HaShverosh meant, right, a Kabbalah Sator of Torah Shebaalpeh Biyavo V'Ratzon. That's all based on the Medrash Tanchuma, right, in Parshas Noach and Os Gimel. What other possibilities to resolve like this apparent contradiction? If you look at the Sefer of the Hafla, Pinchas Halevi Horowitz, now. So in the Psicha to the Hafla, he writes the following. That, you know, whenever we speak about the Mida of Ava, Ava can be expressed in like different ways. One level of Ava, how do you demonstrate a sense of Ava? I want to clearly demonstrate that that's my feeling, that's my emotion. Amida Vava. So how would you do that? So the Hafla writes that on one level, you know what? That I would do everything that I can to accommodate your desire, your preference, your ratzon. That he calls avasaratza. I want to demonstrate that that's how I feel. So you know what? That I'm going to do everything I can to satisfy your desire. It's obviously subjective in the sense that, you know, you may be desirous of this, you may be desirous of that. You know? And maybe it's not the same. For some people it's chocolate, some people it's vanilla. But you know what? But if I want to demonstrate that I care, I know that this is what you desire. You desire this activity, you desire this food, this is what you enjoy. So that's what I'm going to provide because I want to gladden your heart, to make you happy, to show you that, okay. Then the Hafla writes, there's a heightened level of Ava, which he calls Ava Atzmis. It means inherent, objective Ava, that I'm going to insist on something, not because I know that you're desirous of, but I'm going to insist on something because I know inherently, objectively, that this is appropriate, this is best, this is something that you will greatly benefit from. Well, sometimes, for example, a parent, that's the mashal that the Hafla gives, right, can insist that a child does something even if it's neged ratzon haben, because, you know, as a parent, I know that, you know, that maybe what you're desirous of is not the greatest end-all, but you would be better off with this. So sometimes, for example, in the role of a parent, you kind of have to be insistent on that which is objectively good, as opposed to that which in your mind subjectively is preferable. Well, Ms. Dama, no, very good. Oh, so he writes, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu expresses that Mida of Ava Kaviyachol Torah Knesset Yisrael. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Well, number one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accommodate our desire. Our desire. If we're desirous of something, you know what? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ohev, is going to say yes. But beyond that, step two, that's what the Hafla writes. Step two, is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that something is for the ultimate good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to insist that we do that. Not just simply because we're desirous of. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to insist that. No? Oh, so that's what he writes, that those are the two responses. On the one hand, it was pretty incredible that B'nai Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma was desirous of receiving the Torah Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to accommodate that desire, because after all, as an Ohev, isn't one interested in expressing that Avas HaRatzon? Good. But that's not enough. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gave us the Torah because we happen to have been desirous of, and as an Ohev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to accommodate our desire. True, but nowhere near sufficient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the Torah Hashem is Kulo Tov. The Torah Hashem is the greatest gift. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the greatest sense of Ava. As a parent, a child, and beyond, is going to insist that we do so, even if we would not have been desirous of. So yes, on one level, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accommodating our desire because we were desirous of Maman Arsin Kabbalah Sator. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is insistent that we receive the Torah Hashem because it is Kulo Tov. And therefore, yes, there's Nasa V'Nishma, the Ava Saratzam, but there's the Ava Atzmis, meaning the objective inherent, the Kaflin Harkigigis. Kaflin Harkigigis. Like the parents not going to let the child do something that's reckless, even if the child is not invested and desirous of. And therefore, both elements are necessary. That's the psicha of the Hafla. The Hafla is a sefer on Chumash, not the Panim Yafas. Here in Shmos Yutes, Panim Yafas writes that why was it so necessary if you had Nasa V'Nishma to have Kofla and Harkigigis? Because Kabbalah Satorah requires, Hachnas Dato. Hachnas Dato. Subjugation. Avdus. You have to be an Eved Hashem. It's not just that we receive the Torah Hashem because, you know what, that we were desirous of. But part of the act of Kabbalah Satorah is literally Kabbalah's O Malchus Shamayim. Hachna. And therefore, absolutely necessary. So, one teretz the Hafla gives now is the two tiers, the Mias Hava. Here, not against it at all, certainly it supplements, and that is that Kabbalah Sator requires the element of Hachna, subjugation, like an Eved before an Adam. And therefore, the fact that we're willing to do so is not enough. More is necessary. Kaflein Harkigigis. If you look in the Maral, here in the Gorarye, Maral writes the following. That you know why Kaflein Harkigigis was so essential, so necessary? Because, after all, acceptance of the Torah is a Dover Muchrach. Meaning, it's not discretionary. By definition, by essence, that's true. Sometimes you can receive something as a gift which is discretionary. Sometimes the acceptance of is absolutely vital. absolutely vital. Maral refers you to the Medrash, no? Vayera vayvoker yom hashishi. No, hashishi is Vav Sivan. The world would not exist without the Torah Hashem and Kabbalah Sator. So obviously that Kabbalah Sator required a certain sense of hechrech, because this is not something that is in any shape or form discretionary, but rather is something that was mandated from before Bria Shemayim Varetz, and the world cannot exist without. The world cannot exist without the Torah Hashem. As the Maharal writes elsewhere, Netzach Yisrael and Perek Yud Aleph. The world can't exist without the Torah Hashem. Vayerev Ayvoker Yom HaShishi. And the Torah Hashem would not be able to fully express and exist in the fullest sense without Knesset Yisrael. How can you have a Torah without Knesset Yisrael? And how can you have Knesset Yisrael without HaTorah? So if those two, right, have to essentially be combined, so therefore, Kaflein Harkigigis, it has to be a Davar Muchrach. It can't just be something that, you know, is a preference or something that is a desire, but it has to be something which is so basic, so basic. That's what the Maharal writes in Netzach Yisrael in Perek Yud Aleph. And then the Maharal writes, right, just a stunning, be careful about this mashal, but you know what? Kabbalah Satorah was like a chasana, no? Of Knesset Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's clear, no? It's a chuppah, no? In the kinos, we speak about chitun choriv, no? The very beginning of the kinos, no? The very first of the kinos we say during the day, no? Chitun chukei choriv. It means the chasna of choriv, the chasna of Mamad Har Sinai. The chasna of Mamad Har Sinai. You know what somehow is unfortunate about a chasana? That everything can start out great, but you know, we've been spending a lot of time this year. No? Like there's a parsha of Gerushin. Now, there's a parsha of Gerushin. That there's no guarantee that chasna can be sustained. Well, there's Kedushin, there's Gerushin. Did you ever find, right, like an ishus, a chasana, without the allowance of Gerushin? See what Maharal writes? Pretty interesting, no? Yeah, there is. If something is done, al yedei onis, there the Torah weighs in, no? If there was an element of force that was used, no? Guess what? Lo si yisha. Lo yucha l'shalcha kol yama. No? That's pretty powerful, no? That there's no severance. Lo yucha l'shalcha kol yama. It's pretty powerful, no? So the Maharal writes, you have to realize that Knesset Yisrael, Kabbalah Satorah was a chukei chorev, was a chasna, kaviyochel, Knesset Yisrael with Kadosh Baruch Hu. But that's something that was absolutely irrevocable, cannot be severed. There's no possibility of gerushin. But in order to insist that that would be the case, there have to have been an element of kfiyah which is involved. Oh, and that's what the Maharal writes, a chiddush. Hayu anusim lekabala satora, uksiv eitzo ones, lo si elisha, lo yucha l'shalcha kol yom. Something to think about, no? It's a powerful, powerful statement that the Maharal has. So of course, that on the one hand, you want the Kabbalah Satora to be, you know, in the sense of Bechiras Yisrael, that we anticipate and we're desirous of. And that, of course, is the great, great mile of Nasa Vinishma. But the common thread of many of these dirts, our relationship with the Torah Hashem is not only because that we value and we're desirous of and we're willing to, but it is something which is true by essence, true by definition. Torah and Kushabrichu and Yisrael is Chadhu. By essence, it's true. And therefore, it's not enough that we're willing, we're desirous of. But more than that is necessary. There has to be that absolute element of kfiyah as well. And that's something which is enduring, that's something which is sustainable. It's never subject to any element of bittul. Right? L'yuchel eshalcha kol yomav. Something which is inherent. As mentioned, I would suggest that this is embedded in the two different parshias. There has to be two different elements of the Kabbalah Sata. Right? An element of Kabbalah which is Bihavu V'ratzam, but an element which is absolutely the Shiva, the Kviya of. It's hard to imagine like the Torah Hashem in Esek Batorah, in Birchas HaTorah, without Vaharevna, without being desirous of the sweetness of Torah. But it also cannot be that our connection to Torah Hashem is only because, you know, we're desirous of. Berachas Torah begins with, you know, the Parshas Yisro, now the Tzivui, Asher Kedishonam Mitzasov Tzivonu. And then, yes, it expands into the Vaharevna, Harevna. Right? And two different days in Rosh Hashanah, either Mamish Brach Achas or Smucha Lachavirta. We don't answer Amen, right? For being Yotzei Berachas HaTorah. No, because inseparable. Right? The element of the Shibud and the Kfiyah, the element of the fact that it is a Devar HaArev, the Masikos HaTorah. That's something which is absolutely necessary. And this, I would suggest that this is part of the two Parshias. And therefore the Torah separated them out in order to indicate, realize that there are two elements, there are two dinim to Kabbalah Sator. Right? An element of a mitzvah, element of a Sefer HaBris. Right? And the response is going to be different. One of kviya, but at the same time, one of appreciating, right? B'av v'ratzon, right? The opportunity of entering into a bris. As I mentioned, the Sugim Krisus Tates, the very basis of Gevurus, and that of Kedushas Yisrael. Okay. Mirza Shem Sunday. Okay.